Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Luke Bryan coming in later. Also, we'll do easy trivia, Friday morning dance party. But we start Fridays with the story that is most intriguing to us at this exact moment. Amy, you're up.
Well, I saw that the cost of dating, and maybe dating stories are so interesting to me because, well,
you're dating. And also, the algorithm's probably throwing her dating
oh,
stories.
Oh, for sure.
So, yep.
That's also why they're coming up to you because you're single now. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no. All my algorithm is dating and menopause.
And dating with menopause.
Oh, wow. That's tough. Like,
and guys, look, and man for woman with menopause. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, apparently the cost of dating is really stressing people out. And like, I guess the average date is $60. That's what someone's going to spend on a date.
Thought it'd be more than that.
And so if you're dating, like trying to go out with multiple people, you got to figure that out because sometimes you might have two dates a week. Yeah. Now you're looking at $120.
Mm. Yeah. The issue too, if you're going to do that, the issue won't be money. The issue will be keeping your story straight. And but not even the stories that are different. Keeping your story straight is in trying not to repeat your story.
Yes. Like, and act I already like tell you that?
Yeah, and act like, you know, you can't say that.
Right, because they're going to know you're on different dates.
You almost have to keep a chart in your phone about what stories you've told.
But I think it's okay when you're dating and you're on different dates that they, unless you're exclusive, you can talk about how you're dating other people.
Okay, you've been out of the game for a long time. Well, you don't really do that.
You don't?
No.
Morgan,
you can not lie about it, but you're definitely not like, I'm going out with other people. It's amazing.
Yeah, Morgan. I wouldn't like openly be like, hey, I have another date with another guy.
In
but
5 minutes.
I mean, you don't be like, I'm not dating
right,
anybody
else. You don't lie
else.
About it. Right, and right, if right, they right, ask, right. It's even, no, you know, Amy, no. I know you got.
Okay,
new.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that would be bizarre. Okay. If like during the conversation, I was like, so I went on a date with this girl 2 nights ago. Let me say, she was great. And maybe if it's a tragic story, you could bring it up.
Like, oh, I had this horrible date the other night.
You could share bad
okay.
dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you definitely, and I haven't dated, my wife and I have been together for like 5 years and been married for almost 3 now.
Okay, okay.
But you definitely don't talk about a good date you recently had, right, Morgan?
Oh, yeah, no, for
that
sure.
That would be weird.
Oh, Amy.
Whatever, okay.
She's learning, guys. She's
yeah. yeah.
I know, like, you just say you haven't dated in like 5 years. I hadn't dated in 17. Mm-hmm. 18.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah, it's not all rotary dial anymore to get a hold of the person.
Right.
All right, let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, what do you got?
So Malachi Flynn, he's a basketball player, but he's a bench player. He's in the NBA for 3 years. He sits on the bench, doesn't play at all. Well, on Wednesday, the star point guard for the Detroit Pistons got hurt. And so he goes in. You're in, Flynn. Flynn goes in. He scores 50 points.
Off the bench.
Unbelievable. Even my son brought me the story. He's like, Dad, you got to read this story. It's crazy.
Hilarious.
And so, like, if you ever think you're not going to make it or you got this far and you can't make it and you get that shot, Dua Flynn, get 50 points when you go in. That's awesome.
Dua Flynn, being an extremely elite athlete that just...
Yeah, that's already in the NBA.
Well, yeah. I hear you. I know. I'm kidding. Really good. It's a joke. I hear you.
You can be really good and never get that chance.
I've never seen somebody come off the bench and score 50 before, ever.
Right.
So.
Who's the...
And the Detroit Pistons still lost that game.
And they're terrible, though. Yeah.
Who's the basketball player whose name is very complicated to say?
Giannis.
And he's from Greece?
Yeah.
Giannis. Looks like Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
I would be careful. But
exactly. Okay. Hey, have y'all watched the little documentary thing about him? Not little.
Why is
but
it little?
I don't know like why. Because I've only seen, I think it's not like a long thing, but it's...
So a short documentary? Gosh,
I watched some of it. It's so fascinating.
Is it an Instagram post?
No, I watched it either on Amazon or something, but it's so cool because he went to like an internet cafe, I guess wherever he lived, and he'd never really even seen... someone play.
It's called Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
There you go. So they'd go to the internet cafe and he saw the people playing basketball and he's like, huh, I think I could do that. And then he saw how much money they were making and he was like, gosh, we're struggling to pay bills, about to get evicted over here. I think I'm going to try to be an NBA player so I can take care of my family. And they would go to the pay to watch the internet cafe videos of basketball players. And then he would just go start doing
it. That's so cool.
Then he just got tall because he wanted it.
Yeah, he was super athletic.
But he was already tall, very athletic, but still not wild.
To me, the craziest part of his story is when he was drafted, he was like 6'9 and skinny. And he grew way more than they expected and developed. And now he's like 6'11", another 80 pounds.
Yeah.
It's one of those rare stories. We got drafted pretty late and ended up being a monster.
To me, the craziest story is Bobby and I saw him at the airport and we didn't even know it was him.
We thought he was a soccer player.
We're like, who's that?
We landed and he was in a soccer jersey. And we're like, man, the soccer players are getting taller these days, huh? We walked right out of the airport and Caitlin goes, did you see Giannis back there? And I was like... Oh.
I immediately went, that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all saw him.
I thought he was a goalie.
He seems like the nicest guy, and he reminded me of you, Bobby, because one 6'11", of the statements.
6'11", super athletic?
No.
Dunks.
Hey, black?
No, his mentality. He's like, no, I keep, and people say I'm one of the best basketball players ever. He's like, but I don't see it. That doesn't matter. I'm going to keep playing as if I'm not, because that's how I got here.
And I still think I'm not a good basketball player, so I'm like him. I think that too.
You know, you have a hard time celebrating where you are.
I have
are
a hard time
moment.
Even taking a compliment, so that's why I'm pivoting off this. But thank you for sharing that and saying that about me.
Sure.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable sometimes. But I am a lot like Giannis.
Just like him.
All right, moving over to you, Lunchbox.
Man, thieves got away with a good one. On Easter Sunday in L.A., they broke into a vault. Like, it's a cash holding place for local businesses. They broke in through the roof, and then they busted a hole in the side of the building, and they got away with... $30 million
wow.
In
I thought you were
cash.
Gonna say like $1,000. I was gonna be like, wow, okay, that's a cool strategy.
$30 million?
Wow.
They were able to somehow get past the security system and from the roof, and then their escape was out the side of the building and they busted a hole in the wall.
The fact there was that much cash, and I know that's a vault. Vaults have much money.
That's supposed to,
but still to have $30 million in cash anywhere, and then how do you that's trucks.
Yeah,
you
they
can't
did
carry that out with humans and like
They don't have any idea how they got out away. They don't have any video because the video, boom, they just have pictures of the hole in the wall, and they have no idea who did it.
Lunchbox, you think it's inside job?
I think to know that there's that much money in there at that time and to get around the security system, someone maybe that works for the security company or maybe drop the money off there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like it when they spray paint or the camera.
That's really cool.
That's
too.
Cool. They're like,
yeah, but you got to get to the camera.
Like, they got a mask on during that
part.
Okay. I like that. I like that visual. Finally, my story. This guy, 38 years old in Florida, he was arrested. He climbed a cell phone tower and he started just yanking at cables.
Oh, no.
From the top of the tower. And he starts tossing parts under the ground because he'd yank and pull and there'd be like springs.
What?
Starts chunking
it
onto the ground. And somebody sees him, they call the cops and he. Is arrested and cops are like, calm down. He finally comes down and they're like, what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean? I work for T-Mobile. He didn't.
Oh.
No, he didn't at all.
I was like,
that's
wow.
Funny,
he just thought that was going to be his thing. I work for T-Mobile. I'm making repairs. And
quick thinking.
Nope. Got arrested. He didn't work for T-Mobile and he got, it's like $500,000 in damage.
Dang.
Yeah.
I wonder why he did that. Like, was he trying to just kill someone's cell phone service or something?
Maybe he didn't like want his wife to get a call.
Right.
No good.
Go up there, pull all the wires.
Not really how it works, but yeah. That's from the Miami Herald. That's our favorite news. Let's get the show started. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having issues with my next door neighbor. She's in her mid to late 30s. The weather's getting warmer. She mows the lawn in a sports bra.
All right.
We'll wash her car in the sports bra and check the mail in a sports bra. The problem is I have teenage boys.
Perfect.
That's great.
What's
for
the
them?
Problem?
Is
they
it
love
worth
that.
Having a conversation with her, or do I just need to get my sons and their friends in check? Signed, a mom of teenage boys. Well, I don't know. I don't feel like a sports bra is that big of a deal.
Yeah, get your sons in check.
It's not even your sons. And
I see women go to the grocery store in a sports bra. I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's weird. I agree, but it's weird when you say it. Then I can't hardly agree because he's like, oh,
dude, I had a hot neighbor growing up.
Yeah.
And
see,
when my friends would come over.
Male
and she
or
would,
female?
Stop. And she would go out
he
to
didn't
get,
answer.
She would go out and get the mail, and we'd all be like, she's coming out, she's coming out. And we'd all go over the front yard and be like, just gonna hang out and watch. It's awesome, man.
Was she in a sports bra?
Nah. She didn't need to be in a sports bra.
That was before sports bra culture. Now it's like, it's everyday wear, and it's awesome.
I would just not worry about it. If the teenage boys want to watch them in a sports bra, they're not doing anything wrong.
No, just watch it.
Sports bra. You guys are making me sound creepy because I don't want to agree with you.
Teenagers.
Bobby, you're fine.
But maybe it's teaching them. Also, it's not a big deal that somebody's in a sports bra.
Yeah, it shows she works out.
No.
Athletic wear. Right?
Yeah, I hate being on their side when their side feels so creepy.
But it's right. It's
I mean,
right.
guys mow the yard with their shirt off.
Right.
But it's not like you. It's all ripped up dudes with their shirts off.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, so what if, and you had teenage whomever.
Well, if she was ugly, like, they wouldn't be looking, I promise.
It's just a sports bra. That's what I'm going to say to you. You do whatever you want with your kids. It's just a sports bra.
And you should be happy your kids are outside.
It's not,
they're not playing.
They're not sitting on the TV screen.
Sports bra is not a big deal.
Nah,
that's great.
It's actually good.
Okay, see,
I mean, it could be worse because I feel like at one point it's not, I don't know, all these years things get blurry. But didn't we have one where someone was doing something in a bikini next door and the parents were like,
yeah.
But I think it was maybe the dad that was like,
that's a whole different story. The dad was that's a different story. You got to reevaluate some things. Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. Hey, mom of teenage boys, it's
chill
just a sports
out.
Bra. Chill out. I'm sorry. I mean, just relax. What I'm gonna say.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All
right.
No.
Yes.
I agree with them, but I hate it.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, sports bra.
No.
1, 2, 3.
I'm not doing that.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for fun facts. If we find one during the week, we put a pin in it. We wait till the segment. We bring it to the show. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, you're up.
Google in its origins was going to be called Backrub. But then they decided to change it to Google because, I don't know, maybe they just started to think that Backrub was a little weird.
Yeah. Well, it's only weird because it wasn't used. If, let's say they called it Backrub, we'd be like, they were going to call it Google? What the stupid true. Word is Google?
Google's a weird word.
Yeah, so what's normal ends up being normal because it's normalized.
But why would it be Backrub?
Because everybody likes a Backrub. Name somebody done like a Backrub.
Oh, I feel like, true. Hey, I'm helping you. You don't know how to get there. I'll help you get there. Backrub.
Is that how you get help? Holy cow.
Whoa.
We just learned a little something about old Amy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Fun Fact Friday, Eddie.
The dye used in Red Skittles, and I know some states have banned these Red Skittles, yep. But the dye that they use in it is made from crushed bodies of beetles, which is probably why I think they're trying to ban that red thing.
I don't think so.
I don't think
that's why. It's it's got a carcinogen or something in it, like a cancer-causing chemical that they're also...
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, then the ones...
beetles, I feel like, would be...
That would be natural.
But knowing that you would want to...
Natural, even, Amy said.
Knowing that it was crushed beetle shells, like you would...
Don't care.
Okay.
I don't know what's in my food.
Well, I'm telling you, that's disgusting.
Only because you know. You don't know what's in your food. I bet you're going to all kinds of places not even knowing.
Yeah, probably.
And if you knew, then it'd be gross. That's why I don't watch the meat documentaries. I don't want to feel sad.
That's a good point.
Because I know I'd feel sad and probably be a vegetarian. Yet I don't want to be sad, so I just don't watch them. Yeah. That's how to live a healthy life. Lunchbox.
1962, maybe the greatest year in American history. It was the year the first breast augmentation took place.
Wow.
What year was that?
That's 1962. Yeah, imagine that. Wow. You're going to go forward with it. Like, have somebody put some plastic. I bet that didn't end well.
I didn't say. Just said 1962 was the first one, and then...
I know you're being pervy, but I think of it like...
No, I'm not pervy.
Well...
Everything you do is either pee, poop, or boobs.
Well, why wouldn't it end well? Because then if it...
Because I would assume that they put a plastic in that probably didn't work well with the body, because they still haven't quite figured it out to a perfect science.
Hmm. Yeah, there's you know, the breast, what do they call it? When you get the implants and there's a disease. Oh. I can't think of the name right now, but a lot of people get theirs removed because they're not, they're feeling off. They don't feel normal.
So I would assume that anything that you do for the most part medically at the first time doesn't really go right, but you learn a lot from it. But you are a perf. All right, Morgan?
The Empire State Building in New York City is so large, it has its own zip code.
It's How large is it? Oh, I thought you set it up. Go ahead, it has its own zip code?
Yep, it's home to 10118.
You might have thought that our show is cracking out. No, that was Morgan's voice going out.
Yeah, my allergies are really bad.
You know how it sounds like if you're on the internet and things like, all right, you're breaking up. No, that's Morgan's allergies.
They're messing with
Tennessee
the radio.
Sucks for allergies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it kills me. I mean, I had a day this, I don't know, a week ago. I slept for like 17 hours because the pollen had just infected me.
Yeah.
Like the very first ever boob job in 1967.
Oh, whenever it was. Two, man. You'll never forget that.
Yeah, right, man.
Also, breast implant illness is what it's called.
That's what I would have thought it was called without knowing it specific.
I wanted the official word because I couldn't think of it and it was bothering me.
Is that the official word for it? That's like Chance the Rapper being a rapper. You know?
The B-E-I-B-I-I.
Breast implant illness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think I called it like when you get breast implants and there's a disease. That's what I called it. So breast implant illness is better.
All right.
I got a few here for you guys. The movie Dallas Buyers Club. Remember that with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
The budget was so low that the makeup artist, Robin Matthews, only had $250 to spend for the entire movie. And she used it, bought all the makeup she could get, and still won the Oscar for best makeup and hairstyling.
That's awesome.
Fun fact Friday, Mississippi is the only state where it's not illegal to drink and drive. However, your blood alcohol level still needs to be below the legal limit of 0.08.
Oh, okay.
So you can have an open container, I guess.
Basically, you can drink, but as long as it's not, it's 0.07, you're good to go.
So that's where Aldean was driving down the dirt road.
Chilling on the dirt road.
Swerving.
0.07 on the blow. Next up, there are no term limits for vice president. So in theory, different presidents could keep picking the same person to be vice president. Get a five in a row and all pick the same vice president. That's pretty good. And then finally, presidential fun fact number two, Ulysses S. Grant was the first president who tried to get elected for a third term, but the party decided to nominate James Garfield for the 1880 election instead. Good call. Garfield won. And so it wasn't going to be sequential anyway. But you can't really do that. But I've been watching the Abe Lincoln Show.
Oh, yeah.
Manhunt.
Yeah, so have I.
Apple Plus.
What's that about? It's Abe Lincoln, but...
No, it's actually about Booth.
Yeah, I mean, it is about Lincoln. I mean, it's about Lincoln's assassination.
Oh.
And they are basically presenting what they think is a factual story and theory on what happened with the assassination of Abe Lincoln. Which, it's crazy because I knew Booth was a big actor.
I didn't know that.
And was really good looking and like... They were surprised that he's the one that assassinated him because everybody knew him. As soon as he shot him, he had performed many times.
He was
there.
A famous actor. Didn't know that.
Well, so, what's it called? I want to watch it.
It's called Manhunt.
Manhunt on Apple Plus.
Because they're looking for Booth.
Hey, did you think Abe Lincoln was a little weird? Like just
they made him a little squirrely,
right?
To be honest with you,
like silly and
maybe
joking.
He was, but they did make him a little squirrely for sure. So
that was weird.
But if Abe Lincoln was 6'5" or whatever he was, 6'5",
yeah,
and like his. Wait, he's a pretty thin guy. Maybe he was that squirrely.
He was a wrestler, right?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I mean, who knows what people did back then?
I feel like he was a wrestler.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, he was a wrestler, but anybody could be a wrestler back in like the 1800s.
Oh, I thought he was just like really good.
He's not like Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
He was.
Thought he put on a show.
He only lost once in 1832 during the Black Hawk War to the champion of another military unit.
Mm-hmm. When he was wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Interesting. Had time to wrestle?
All right, Abe.
He had as many as 300 matches.
Time to wrestle.
During the war?
Or a whole lifetime.
War is not constant fighting. A lot of times you're just sitting there waiting.
Oh.
This is downtime, man.
All right, that's Fun Fact Friday. There you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, on Monday, April 8th, that's this coming Monday. Oh my gosh, our lives are going to be changed because the eclipse is going to be in the sky.
And so this is the one where what's the middle?
Us.
Mm.
Or the moon.
I don't, see that's the
thing. Moon.
So I think it's the moon.
Because it could be different ones. The sun could go,
I don't know, dude.
No, the moon goes in front of the sun and blocks it and then passes past and then the sun comes back out.
It looks to me, yeah.
But here's the deal.
I don't know that our lives are going to be changed.
What are you talking about? It's unbelievable.
What if it's the moment that people, like, either aliens are waiting to come down or terrorists are going to attack or people just start giving away free money? You never know.
Whoa.
I mean, this just happened a few years ago.
Yeah, we saw it.
Not like this, though.
Not like this. It's a different one. This is a different one.
I have no idea if I'm lying or not.
Okay, but here's the deal. What people like to do is they're like, oh, let me put my regular sunglasses on and look at the sun. You can't do that. That'll burn your eyes. So,
also, stop talking like that, people. You sound like Howdy Doody.
So, what a lot of retailers are doing, they're giving away free sunglasses that are ISO certified. That's what you need to look for. ISO certified. So Warby Parker's one of them. Jenny's Ice Cream, Smoothie King, Sonic is giving away these things. And Moon Pie, they're giving away these solar eclipse Moon Pie sunglasses. So look for those. And
don't just do normal glasses.
Don't do normal glasses. And my wife already ordered some. So I think I'm going to return the ones we ordered. I'm going to go to Sonic.
What about, I know I've made this reference before, but what about if you put on a welder's mask?
You could, that probably works.
No.
As someone who used to weld, I bet it does. I bet it works like crazy. Because I would like TIG weld.
But if you don't know that, we shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think it's ISO certified.
Well, look in the mask. If it says ISO certified, wear it. Because you're going to look cool doing a welder's mask.
I bet you you're the one out there in a welder's mask looking up. I bet welder's mask is okay. It's even more hardcore than these glasses.
Do you guys want to have a party and watch this together?
Nah.
Okay.
All right. I don't. All right, please. Good. I'm good, though. Thank you, Eddie. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's time for everyone's favorite game. The easiest game ever. Easy trivia. Amy has a tiara on because she's the champion. She has 3 wins. Playing to 5. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Nobody loses first round. What company's known for its search engine that's become synonymous with internet searching?
Google.
Amy? Correct. Google. Lunchbox, what company's famous for its iPhone, iPad, and MacBook?
Apple.
Correct. Lori Morgan, when she was here.
I like her.
Yeah, me too. What social media platform, Morgan, was founded by Mark Zuckerberg?
Facebook.
Correct. Abby, what company's famous for Just Do It as its slogan?
Nike.
Correct. Nobody would have gone home, but nobody missed. But if you do miss, you get boned.
You've been boned.
Ready to go. The category is 90s country. Amy, who released Forever and Ever Amen in 1991?
Randy Travis.
Correct.
Oh, man, I'd have missed that.
Lunchbox, who released The Dance in 1990?
Garth Brooks.
Correct. Morgan, who released Man, I Feel Like a Woman in 1997?
Shania Twain.
Correct. Who released Boot Scootin' Boogie?
Brooks and Dunn.
Correct. Celebrities. Amy, who's known as the momager of the Kardashian-Jenner family?
Making sure I don't confuse them. It's Kris Jenner.
Correct. Lunchbox, what actress starred as Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games film series?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Morgan, who's the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Correct. Abby, what actor played Iron Man?
Why do I always get a movie one?
There were multiple. Yeah, but. Yeah.
I know.
Like, Lunchbox had a movie one too, yeah. It wasn't like you get picked
on. I know. It's just, I know I'm going to miss it.
But it's also like super. It's like one of the most famous movies of the past.
I know. I'm still going to miss it.
What actor played Iron Man?
Well, think about it, Abby.
I'm thinking. What's his name?
You just give up.
I am going to give up.
Oh, my God.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr. You've been
boomed.
Because I'm
going
to look stupid.
Send her on down to the boom zone.
That's a weird tactic.
Yeah, I'm just going to give up.
Yeah. The category is music. Three people remain.
Oh, music. Great.
Lunchbox.
Amy.
No, I know. Lunchbox.
How you doing?
Oh, sorry. You got me.
Good cover, dude.
Which iconic guitarist, Amy, is known for his performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock 1969? Which iconic guitarist is known for his iconic performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 1969?
What? Woodstock 69. Iconic guitarist. Van Halen.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Listen to my report all those years ago. I sat up on the stage and told you Jimi Hendrix.
That's right.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Eddie Van Halen was, they were good in Woodstock, though.
Yeah, but 69, Van Halen.
Were they there?
No. They're way too young. They're children.
Okay, I don't know.
They
got
big in the 80s. Okay. Lunchbox.
Cool.
What British band released the song Yellow in the year 2000?
Coldplay.
Correct. Morgan, who is known as the King of Pop?
The King of Pop would be Michael Jackson.
Correct. We are down to two people. Easy trivia.
Yeah,
King of Pop and Woodstock.
Well, the Woodstock ones, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Yellow, very card,
yellow card. Yellow card
for Amy. She gave herself a yellow card.
All right, we had one versus Quentin, one versus
yellow. She handed herself a yellow card.
You know what I've seen. Give me one, too.
In
give
a first yellow ever time,
this is
she has awarded herself a yellow card.
Yeah.
Okay, this but if you get another one, you're eliminated from next round.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, zip it.
And turn my mic off.
All right, TV shows is the category.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
What Friends character works as a chef?
Oh, that's Monica.
Correct. Good job.
Man, that's tough.
Morgan, TV shows. Ted Mosby is the main character on what TV show that is voiced over by Bob Saget telling the story through flashbacks?
What?
I'll read it one more time. Ted Mosby is the main character on what show that is voiced over by Bob Saget telling the story through flashbacks?
Can you tell me what year this came out?
I would never give you more information than the actual question.
Like, the only show I know of Bob Saget is Full House. It's literally the only. No, and that's.
You give up?
It's. No. Shut up, Lunchbox.
Got him. Yellow card for not shutting up, Lunchbox.
Wow.
Morgan, yellow card for being mean.
Whoa, fine. Whoa.
I don't care.
Everyone's got cards.
Yellow cards all around.
Oh my gosh, Ted Mosby and Bob Saget is the voiceover. Yeah.
I'm going to put the clock up right now at 5 seconds.
Three's Company?
Incorrect.
How I Met Your Mother!
He voiced over that? I did not know that.
They're sitting there as kids. He's like, go get kids. This is
How I Met Your Mother.
I didn't know that.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Legend, wait for it.
Shut up. That's easy trivia. That and nobody got a red card, so congratulations.
That was wild,
good job, good job.
Coming up, Luke Bryan in studio. Love that dude. Never know what's going to happen. Sometimes we try to keep the train on the tracks. Sometimes you can't keep the train on the tracks, and it's a beautiful thing. Luke Bryan coming up. Let's go to this voicemail.
Morning, Courtney. What do you call a laptop that can sing? Adele.
Funny.
Well, Adele. Computer. Adele. That's a good one.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Dang, at least 40% of adults have gone at least 3 days without face-to-face conversations.
That sounds like a vacation.
Oh, not us.
No, but that to me is like, pick your perfect vacation.
Yeah.
No faces.
Don't talk to anyone.
Yeah,
I mean, they're having communication with people, but it's either via text or maybe just like FaceTime or something like that. But like, face-to-face interaction is definitely an important thing.
But like, are you not like going to the store or anything? Like, what, are you staying at home?
Well,
for 3 days, people don't stay home for 3 days.
Okay,
3 days? You don't go to work?
Maybe not. You get
work
groceries
from home.
I didn't just say seeing another human face. I said face-to-face conversation. Like,
no, but I was fantasizing
engaging.
That no humans were all.
Yeah.
Taking it to the next level.
Which, speaking of, like in a similar vein, I saw that first dates are like now going to video. Like instead of actually even going somewhere, like you plan a whole online date with someone.
So
like a scheduled, like, hey,
I'm sure that's a thing, but I think now the one of the benefits is you can actually FaceTime somebody if you need to say hi, more so than go on a date, right? Morgan, would you ever do that before a date? Instead of a phone call or a text, if you still set up, hey, let's FaceTime real quick and go over plans, or no?
I would only FaceTime if I'm concerned about a catfishing possibility.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, because I think it kind of takes away from the first date.
You want the headlining act to come out without having to come out during the opener?
Yeah, because if you get so much information, you may not even go on a date because you're like, oh, never mind, I take it back.
Well, but this isn't just a like, hey, I'm meeting you.
Yeah, I hear what
video.
You're saying.
Like you like,
those
eat,
are weirdos
you like
what
eat
doing.
Dinner together. It's like a
that
date
was big
on video
during COVID. Like that definitely happened a lot during COVID,
really?
But now.
Well, yeah, how else were you gonna do stuff with people during COVID?
Yeah, you're right.
We're all worried that we're gonna get some deadly.
Yeah.
You know. Monster.
It says here.
And then we washed our mail. Remember that?
Then we washed everything.
Yeah, we like scrub our mail.
We leave boxes on the porch for a couple days.
Crazy, yeah.
Weird time.
It is weird to think about. I haven't thought about that in a minute.
Yeah, it's a weird. Like our when kids, they're like two now, get older, and they learn about it, they're going to be like, what? And then there'll be a different kind of pandemic because there's one about every 70 years or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was bizarre. Like Amazon packages, we were like, oh, I ain't touching it. You touch it.
And we're going to have a series of pictures of us wearing masks. Like, that's crazy, too.
And there's a whole couple, like, year of movies that address it by wearing the actors at some point are wearing masks.
Yeah.
All
right, what else?
Okay, so do y'all know the incognito way to search on Google? Anybody?
Yeah, I do. It's called Google Incognito. That's what it's called. Incognito. You just
right. I didn't even know that was a thing.
The only thing it does, it's not like you're secretly looking for bad stuff. It's just, there's no search history.
Yeah. So you
if you
think
hit it.
It's not.
Oh, I'm sure everybody has every piece of data possible.
Right. Well, a lawsuit was filed and Google has now agreed to, or they're being forced to, delete all the data that it's been collecting from people's incognito searches.
Source. Trust me, bro. It's Google. Trust me, bro. We've deleted it.
Yeah, this whole lawsuit went down, and people were asking for, like, a lot of money, about $5 billion, which Google's not paying that out, but they are deleting this stuff, where people assumed, if I'm being incognito, then no one's tracking this, but Google is.
No, the reason I had it on is because I was looking at sports memorabilia, and my wife and I go to the same Google account. She was like, why are you trying to buy more Andre Dawson sports memorabilia? Don't you have 11 things already? I was like, I'm just looking at prices, you know? I just seeing. So
okay, well, if you didn't know about it, it's there, and I guess it'll help hide things from your.
I wouldn't say hide, more people. Like strategically get out of the way of the eyes of the other person.
You're creative words sometimes.
You know, it kept us from having conflict about my stupid decisions of things I would search for shopping.
Mm, it sounds like hiding, but
potato, potato.
Yeah. So Beyonce gave sole writing credit to Dolly Parton for the new version of Jolene, even though she rewrote a lot of the words. Dolly is the sole person. She's probably going to make a pretty penny.
She already has a pretty penny.
I'm going to make more pretty pennies.
Make another one.
And I was thinking about doing Stairway to Heaven. And you know what? I'll give them full credit when I put it out.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tom Schoenick woke up on his 90th birthday. Oh, today I'm 90. Gotta do something special. And no, he didn't just go for a walk and walk 90 steps. He jumped on his bicycle and pedaled and pedaled and pedaled. And he went for 90 miles.
Wow.
On his 90th birthday, people.
I mean, 90 miles on a 25th birthday is a lot.
I'd just be glad to wake up.
Oh, at 90?
At 90.
He said it's what keeps him going.
Yeah, that's a lot. Good for him. It's like the story Amy gave us about Judge Judy and her husband.
Yeah.
They're not 90, but they're like 80s.
Oh, yeah. She's 81 and he's 90.
Oh, yeah? Or is she 90 and he's 81?
No. One of those two.
She's 81 and he's 90.
Got it. Well, I felt like... What relationship am I thinking of where she's much older? That's in the news. There's one where she's like 12 to 13 years older than him. Oh, that's me and my wife. Never mind. all right. Congrats to him. Hope he lives a long and happy life from this moment. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
What's the most popular fish in the ocean?
What's that?
The starfish.
Huh? I think a better one would have been like,
that was the who's the
most what's the most famous fish in the ocean? Or like, what's an astrologist's favorite fish? The starfish.
That's good.
What
that's
fish
good.
Is in the most movies?
Well, no, you can't do better now because you didn't. You messed. I mean,
I
like your joke. No, I got it.
When you're famous, you're popular. So
not always. I know famous people that aren't popular at all.
Really?
There are a lot of infamous people.
Like, then that would make them infamous.
No, but they would be famous, but famous in a negative way. For example, Timothy McVeigh.
Okay, you're right.
Wow, okay.
Not a star.
Nope.
Definitely not.
Osama bin Laden.
Not a star.
No,
not a star.
Definitely not.
Right now, P. Okay. Diddy. You know?
Not a
was
star.
A star.
Well, yeah. Right. Bad news.
Sorry, I didn't go that route.
Yeah. No. We liked it.
So if anybody wants to retell this joke today, because I know a lot of people
do. Astrologist's favorite fish, a starfish.
Oh, nice. That's good.
He just did that one.
I know. It's good. Do it.
Are you still off medicine?
Yep.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we're reminded. Like,
no. I am. And I am going through a lot of changes, but I already feel like it's going to get better.
It's not yet.
It's like a roller coaster.
I feel like it's getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
At times. But then sometimes you're like a wild bull. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna ride this out 8 seconds, and then she's gonna be back.
I think it's important to note though, because I kind of thought when I had two good days in a row, I thought, oh, okay, we're in the clear now. And I talked to my doctor because I was very confused about some of my feeling, like things that have been going on. And she's like, oh, it's gonna be a little bit of in and out. I would give it at least a couple of months, and then you'll probably really start to feel yourself or whoever you're meant to be,
whoever your new is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.